time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First off, I want to say goodbye to Dr. Denver Nelson, who led a very widespread and exciting life. I met Dr. Nelson at a project at Freshwater Pond several years ago. We got along very nicely, and he seemed to be a very nice man. Goodbye, Dr. Nelson. I have been doing these community comments for a number of years, and I really enjoy trying to find something interesting. My alarm is set to go off a few minutes before the first comment broadcast. Unless I go back to sleep, I hear the comments at least two times. In today's comment, I'm going to talk about Zoom. For those of you who are not familiar with Zoom, it is a movie-like telecommunication where the host who sets up the program with a number where you sign on and it comes up with your actual picture and connects you with the hosts and others. It's a warm and personal way of keeping in touch with other members of a group, especially when facilities are shut down or limited in attendance figures by COVID. We used Zoom for our barbershop group until we could get a place to rehearse together. We also used Zoom for two church services, a regular service and a Bible study. Going back to community comments, I want to say how much I appreciated Dave Douglas's comment with the music added to it. I doubt that I would have been able to figure that one out. Good job, Dave. Going back to Zoom, most churches would have a tough time surviving without Zoom. Zoom keeps us in close contact with each other, and in our church situation, we have a group in the church when it is possible, and a Zoom group as well. Using both of these venues helps keep the church alive. I suppose most of you get a lot of trash mail, all of them probably legitimate services, such as wounded veterans, wildlife services, and others like Social Security, all asking for donations. If I gave $19, $25, or $30 or more to each one of these, the bills would never get paid. My wife and I got our second COVID shots last Thursday. We went to St. Joe's conference room at a different times during the day. Now, I have heard stories ranging from sickness to headaches, weakness and drowsiness, and no side effects at all. My wife had a little redness on her arm. My arm got a little puffy and red, and I was one of the drowsy ones. Dialer Ride took me there, came back and picked me up and took me to dialysis. Like I said, I was a little drowsy for a couple of days. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.